Now I would like to speak to you for a little while, introducing the purpose of the gospel. There are many who would teach and believe that it is by believing the gospel we become the elect of God. Many would say that we preach the gospel in order to make children of God. Or to give life to those who are dead. But I would ask you again, can a dead man hear? No. All right. Now let's read together the Paul's letter to Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Amen. Why does Paul say that he was appointed a preacher of the gospel? Was it to give life to dead people? Or was it to bring light and understanding to those who were alive? He said Jesus Christ is made manifest who abolished death. Jesus Christ is the one who gave life. But he says that Jesus brings life and immortality or everlasting life. He brings it to light or understanding through the gospel. I was alive to Jesus Christ before I ever understood the gospel. The Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus, he was struck down by the power of God and God spoke to him. But then God told him, you go into the city to a certain place where it will be told you what you must do. A man named Ananias, who was a preacher of the gospel. He came and he spoke to Paul. Paul believed and was baptized. Jesus did not give Paul all of the understanding that he needed. Jesus sent Paul to a preacher of the gospel. We understand that God is able to do whatever He wants to do. But God has chosen through preaching to give understanding to His people. The Apostle Paul writes again in the Corinthian letter. He writes there and he says in verse 18 of chapter 1, 1 Corinthians
1:18.
He writes and says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God." He then writes and says that to people in the world preaching is foolishness. Today, even in many churches of God, preaching is undervalued. There is more interest in lectures and studies. Or entertainment. Theater productions. But the Word of God tells us in verse 21, "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." When we receive the gospel of Jesus Christ, it changes our lives forever. God saves us from ignorance. He brings us to knowledge. He gives us purpose in our lives. Tells us what we should do and why we should do it. When the gospel comes into our lives, it tells us that though we are sinners, though we are right to feel a condemnation, a sorrow for our sin, we don't have to live in continual sorrow. Because Jesus Christ died for our sins. So now we can live in His strength and in His joy. The apostle says many people will not People didn't understand why Paul would go and preach. In fact, people said, Paul, if I believed like you did, I wouldn't bother preaching the gospel. If Jesus Christ saved people by his own work, and your preaching is not going to add any more people to God's family, then they asked Paul, why go and preach? Paul says, because God sent me to preach. Because it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching. To save them that believe. He says our preaching is a stumbling block to some people. But to those who are called by God's Spirit, it is Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Paul says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
Amen.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The preaching of the gospel reveals something. It gives understanding to that which already is. The gospel does not give life. But the gospel does give knowledge. Let's turn together and read Matthew chapter
28.
Matthew chapter 28, and let's begin in verse 18 and read through the end of the chapter. Amen. This is the command of Jesus to his people to preach the gospel. Jesus bases this command on the promise that all power is given to him in heaven and in earth. Jesus says to us, because I have all power, you go and you preach. You go and you teach all nations, all peoples.
I
when they believe, you baptize them.
ឯនៅពេលដែលអ្នកបង្រៀនគេប្រកាសដំណឹងល្អនៅពេលដែលអ្នកប្រកាសដំណឹងល្អហើយអ្នកត្រូវធ្វើពិធីបន់ជំនួយទឹកឲ្យផង
Baptism is a proper response to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
អត់ទៅអស់អ្នកណាដែលជឿការជំនួយទឹកនោះគឺមានន័យថាតបទៅក្នុងរូបអង្គព្រះសិរី
When we are baptized we are testifying that when Jesus died and rose again we were with him in that death and resurrection
នៅពេលដែលយើងធ្វើពិធីបន់ជំនួយទឹកបានន័យថាយើងកក់ចូលទៅក្នុងទឹកហើយយើងផុសពីវិញហាក់ដូចជាព្រះសិរីទ្រង់រូបិសក៏តាមវិញផងដែរ
We are also acknowledging the Trinity of the Godhead.
ហើយក៏មានចំណេះដឹងខាងឯព្រះយេស៊ូវ
We are baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.
ហើយធ្វើពិធីបន់ជំនួយទឹកដោយព្រះនាម3អង្គព្រះបិតាព្រះបន្ទ្រានិងព្រះញាណបរិសុទ្ធ
So Jesus says go and you teach.
ដូច្នេះព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទមានព្រះបន្ទូលថាទៅហើយធ្វើបន់ជំនួយទឹកហើយបង្រៀន
That we are supposed to teach. Some might answer and say we are supposed to teach people to know the Lord.
I mean, the men that are under the class band,
But do you remember yesterday the text that we read? Where God spoke of His new covenant. He said, they will no more teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother saying, know the Lord. He said, they will all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them. I am not here today to teach dead sinners to know Jesus Christ.I do not preach in hopes of bringing life to those who are dead. But with the Apostle Paul, I pray that in the gospel, life and immortality might be made known.
ឯពលិលនោះគឺជាទេពកោសលដែលយើងបានដឹង
Go ye therefore and teach all nations
ទៅគ្រប់សង្គមទាំងអស
់ What is it that we are to teach
ទៅបង្រៀន
Jesus doesn't leave us to wonder
ព្រះយេស៊ូវនឹងមិនចង់ឲ្យយើងឆ្ងល
់ The next verse says teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded
ហើយនៅចុងក្រោយបានប្រាប់យើងថាហើយបង្រៀនឲ្យការតាមគ្រប់ទាំងសេចក្តីដែលខ្ញុំបង្គាប់ដល់អ្នករាល់គ្នា
What are we to teach?
អ្វីដែលយើងបង្រៀន
We are to teach the word of God.
យើងត្រូវតែបង្រៀនពីព្រះបន្ទូលរបស់ព្រះប្រម្ចាស
់ We are to proclaim Jesus commandments.
យើងត្រូវតែប្រកាសអំពីព្រះវិជារបស់ព្រះប្រម្ចាស់ព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
What did Jesus command?
អ្វីដែលព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
Jesus taught many things. One time Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Another time he said, this is my commandment that you love one another. And Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. The gospel tells us that the work of preaching is never complete until we are perfect. I am not perfect. None of you are perfect. As long as we live, we will never reach the mark.
អ្វីដែលយើងត្រូវធ្វើយើងត្រូវតែមានហើយយើងត្រូវតែអានព្រះបន្ទូលឲ្យ
So the preaching of the gospel will be necessary until the Lord comes again. If you've been called to the ministry of the word, it is a great responsibility. It is a lifelong work. There is no retirement from sharing the word of God. The Apostle John, we are told, lived very long. He was a very old man. But even in his weakness and old age, he continued to share the gospel. The other apostles and ministers of the New Testament proclaimed the gospel until their lives were taken from them. They believed the command of the Lord. He said, "Go and teach all nations." And they went teaching all peoples. They didn't only teach those who were like them, Jews. They taught Greeks and Romans and barbarians. Some of the apostles traveled into India and taught men there. Others traveled into Europe and taught men there. And as they taught men to observe everything that Jesus Christ commanded. Where did they get the strength to go and preach so far from home? How did they have the courage to face persecution?
Suffering.
The Apostle Paul had his head cut off. The Apostle Peter was crucified. Other apostles were fed to lions to be eaten. Other apostles were fed to lions and eaten by wild beasts. Others were tied to stakes and set on fire. They were told, if you will just deny Jesus Christ, you will go free. How did they have the strength to go and preach in face of those obstacles? Because Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Is the world still here today? It is, right? Yes. So Jesus Christ is with us until the end of the world. The Apostle Paul said, "I go to preach the gospel where the name of Jesus Christ is not known." When Pastor Jamie and I were in Ho Chi Minh City earlier this year, one of the young men asked us, "How can I know if I am to preach?"
I mean, you wait to
We said God will call you to preach. But the only way to know for sure that that is your job is if you are able to preach. The preaching of the gospel is not merely men speaking. The preaching of the gospel is the power of God. Remember, Paul said, I don't come with excellent speech. He said, I don't come with man's wisdom. He said, I preach the gospel in power and demonstration of the Spirit. As Paul was being tried for offenses against the Roman Empire, when Paul was standing trial for preaching, he described his experience of God's calling him to the ministry. Let someone read Acts chapter 26, verse
16 through 18.
Amen.
Amen. Why did God call Paul to preach the gospel? Was it to give life to those who were dead? No, it was to open their eyes so they could see. It was to turn them from darkness to light. To teach them to observe the commandments of Christ. Turning them from the power of Satan to the power of God. That they might lay hold of the forgiveness of sins. Recognizing that their hope was not in their good works. But in the work of Jesus Christ. We have explained that it is God's choosing that gives us salvation. It is Christ's death on the cross that is our hope. But the reception of the word is important in our lives. Some of you may ask, how can I know that I am God's elect? God didn't choose us because of anything special in us.
ជ្រើសតាំងតាមរោងដែលមានលក្ខណៈសំខាន់សំខាន់ពិសេសពិសេសជាងខ្ញុំទេបើទៅ
I can't know that I am God's elect because of anything that can be observed about me
I ខ្ញុំមិនអាចដឹងថាព្រះម្ចាស់ជ្រើសតាំងនោះដោយរបៀបណាទេ
God did not choose me because I am American
ព្រះម្ចាស់អត់អាចរើសខ្ញុំទេពីព្រោះខ្ញុំជាជនអាមេរិក
God did not choose you because you are Khmer. How can we know that God chose us? Turn with me to the 1 Thessalonian letter. Let's read verse 2, 3, and 4.
ចំពោះ1ចាប់ពីខ2 3 4ខែសារនៃទី1ចំពោះ1ខ2 3 4
យើងខ្ញុំអរគុណដល់ព្រះនិច្ចពីដំណើរអ្នករាល់គ្នាហើយកាលណាយើងខ្ញុំអត់ខាននូវបតីដំណើរជាអ្នករាល់គ្នាហើយលោកចាំជារាវពីការដែលអ្នករាល់គ្នាធ្វើអរគុណយើងនឹងការវិបត្តិដែលធ្វើដល់សេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់ហើយដែលអ្នករាល់គ្នាមានសេចក្តីសង្ឃឹមជាយ៉ាងមមួនដល់ព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទជាព្រះអង្គចាស់នៃយើងរាល់គ្នានៅចំពោះព្រះបាទជាព្រះបិតានៃយេស៊ូវបងប្អូនអើយដែលព្រះទ្រង់ស្រឡាញ់យើងជាប្រភពនៃការទ្រង់បានរើសតាមអ្នករាល់គ្នាហើយ
Amen.
Amen. Paul says here that I know that you are the elect of God.
I Paul បានប្រាប់យើងថាយើងទាំងអស់គ្នាគឺបានរើសតាំងដោយព្រះហើយ
We don't have to wonder always whether God loved me.
ឯងកុំឲ្យឆ្ងល់ថាតើព្រះម្ចាស់ស្រឡាញ់ខ្ញុំឬក៏អត
់ You don't have to wonder whether God loved you.
យើងកុំឲ្យឆ្ងល់ថាព្រះម្ចាស់មិនស្រឡាញ់យើងនោះ
You can know that you belong to God.
យើងអាចដឹងតែយើងក្រុមនេះគឺជាកម្មសិទ្ធិរបស់ព្រះ
Paul said I know brethren beloved your election of God
ហើយព្រះក៏បាននិយាយប្រាប់ដែរថានៅខ4ថាម៉េចបងប្អូនអើយព្រះដែលស្រឡាញ់បងប្អូនដែលព្រះទ្រង់ស្រឡាញ់អើយយើងខ្ញុំដឹងថាទ្រង់បានរើសតាំងអ្នករាល់គ្នាហើយ
How did Paul know that they were elect of God
តើពលដឹងដល់មានតាមថាព្រះបានរើសតាំងពួកយើងនោះ
Verse 5 tells us
នោះតែក្នុងខ5ប្រាប់យើង
Because in verse 5 he says for our gospel came not to you in word only but also in power and the Holy Ghost and in much assurance
បាទសូមអ្នកអាននៅក្នុងខ5ខ5Amen.
Amen. Paul says, I know you are elect because of the way you received the gospel.
ខ្ញុំអាចដឹងថាព្រះម្ចាស់បានជ្រើសតាំងអ្នករាល់គ្នាដែលសារអ្នករាល់គ្នាបានស្ដាប់និងទទួលដំណឹងល្អ
Can a dead man believe?
តើមនុស្សស្លាប់អាចជឿបានទេ
No. So who is it that will believe the gospel?
តើអ្នកណាដែលជឿដល់ព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទហើយជឿដំណឹងល្អ
Only those who are alive in Jesus Christ.
តើលើអ្នកណាដែលមានជីវិតរស់ក្នុងព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទតាមប៉ុណ្ណោះ
If youwith people who are not Christian.
ប្រសិនបើយើងទៅផ្សាយដំណឹងល្អទៅចំពោះអ្នកដែលមិនមែនជាគ្រីស្ទបរិស័ទ
If you tell people you know who are Buddhist or Muslim or atheist.
តើលោកគ្រូអ្នកគ្រូប្រាប់ថាទៅផ្សាយដំណឹងល្អទៅអ្នកដែលជឿព្រះជឿពុទ្ធជឿអ៊ីស្លាមជឿសាសនាផ្សេងផ្សេងទៀត
Have you and they believe the truth?
តើពួកទៅសួរគេថាតើអ្នកជឿតាមព្រះអង្គជាព្រះពិតទេ
Have you made them a child of God?
តើអ្នកទាំងអស់គ្នាអាចធ្វើជាបុត្រាបុត្រីរបស់ព្រះអ្នកបានទេ
No.
ទេ
But God through you has revealed that they are alive to him.
ប៉ុន
He has revealed to you that they are His elect. The Apostle Paul preached the gospel to many, many people. He established many churches. The Apostle Paul was also rejected by many. He was put in prison. He was beaten. Sometimes he was even stoned. The Apostle Paul was not discouraged because people did not believe. Paul understood some people cannot believe. Remember, Jesus said, "Ye believe not because you are not of my sheep." Jesus was the greatest preacher who ever lived. But there were some people who would not believe him. Paul says, when the gospel is preached and it is received, we can know that those who believe are the elect of God. If they were not His people, they would never believe. Paul also talks about more in the ministry of the Word. Remember, Jesus said, "Teach all things whatsoever I have commanded you." Remember, Jesus said, "Teach them everything that I have commanded you." Someone read Colossians chapter 1, verse 25 through 29. Preaches the gospel. He says God in the gospel reveals that which is mysterious. He says God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He says the gospel gives us hope. Who is our hope? Jesus Christ is our hope. Paul says we preach Jesus. We teach every man in all wisdom. That we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Who is this every man he's speaking of? Every man who believes the word. When we first believe in the name of Jesus, our work is not done. Our work is just beginning. And as preachers of the gospel, when we are able to convert people to the word of God, when people are baptized and become a part of the New Testament church, we do not get to congratulate ourselves and say we have finished our command. But instead, we are only beginning God's work through our ministry. Paul wasn't interested in preaching Christ so that people would believe and then leaving them there and going on. Paul said, I want to continue preaching because I want to present men complete. He said, this is why I work so hard. And I trust that is why each of you are here laboring to learn the word of God. Because just as Paul said, it is Christ that works in you mightily. Remember, Jesus said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. And he said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. The preaching of the gospel is God's ordained means of revealing His will of enabling His people to grow up. He tells us we are not called to always be babies. We are called to grow up to the measure of the stature of Christ. We never reach that mark. But we press toward it. When we receive the gospel, we are baptized in the name of Jesus. We join ourselves to an assembly of fellow believers. We become a part of the church of Jesus Christ. Together we learn and we grow. We teach one another. We encourage each other. We partake together of the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Where we are reminded of the death of Jesus Christ for our sins. And we hold one another accountable. For the truth of our profession. And in the church of God, the world is shown the power of God. And the wisdom of God, as the Church of Jesus Christ preserves, keeps, and shares the mystery of God's will. I am thankful that God has placed me in the ministry. I am not a rich man. By the standards of my country, I would be called poor. The ministry of the gospel is not called to a position of wealth. Or of great power or reputation. Or being looked up to, reputation. The Apostle Paul described his own ministry as being the off-scouring or the scrapings of the earth. I am thankful that I am able to spend my life not pursuing worldly success.
Success, achievement.
But instead, worshiping my God. And serving His people. I know that many of you could spend your days and your hours learning about engineering or computers or other things to make money. There are many other choices you could make for your time. But the hours and the days and the years that you spend reading His Word, the sacrifices that you make to go and to preach, are going to be far, far more enjoyable. Far more worthwhile than anything that you could do in this world. Because in proclaiming God's word, we are doing what Jesus Christ has commanded us to do. We don't receive any glory for what we do. Because it is Christ working in us. But if we fail to obey Him, we will suffer much sorrow. We will live a life without purpose. And we'll be robbed of much joy. Thank you for the opportunity to preach the gospel to you. We are so thankful for your faith in Christ. And for your trust in His Word. God bless you.